This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess the big question is, are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? Yes, you listening to this radio show with your hands in the 10 and 2 position in your automobiles at all times and every time you listen to Agenda 21 Radio, because we do not want you steering off the side of the road. Just a little bit of a warning as to what this radio show is all about. Content-rich Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, of course, as we've been discussing here for the last several days. And actually, you know, it's kind of interesting, a little bit of side note. We said we would be more than happy to go along with the notion that Donald Trump wants to do what he wants to do and can do anything he wants as far as I'm concerned with his staff. And I'll take it. I'll take it. However, there were warnings attached. This, you may recall, this was early on. Now, those of you that have been listening for a long time, since 2012, 2010, 2011, that era of first the Inside Education Show, now Agenda 21 Radio after 2012, well, you know that we had some very, very strong feelings about Rance Priebus. Not good feelings about Rance Priebus ever since the overthrow of Michael Steele, the Republican president of the Republican National Party, in 2011, January 2011. We were aghast that Rance Priebus was selected, being fostered in by, well, some very unseemly people that had ties to Saudi Arabia. Grover Norquist, anybody? So we thought at the time that was just the wrong move for the Republic, and it was. loss after loss after loss. And all of a sudden, Rance Priebus comes up with Donald Trump and says, I'm going to get on the Trump machine. And we cautioned the Donald and said, Rance Priebus cannot be trusted, but whatever you want to do, you can do. And yesterday we kind of got off on a little bit of a tiff because, you know, as I was reading more and more and more and more over the weekend and getting more and more information from people about what was really going on there in the White House, I realized on his 9-day trip that certain things were going to change, especially with all the leaks coming out of the White House. There's just not that many people who can leak the information that was coming out. I mean, eeny, meeny. That's all you have to do. Count them up. There's probably 5 or 6. So the usual suspects have been lined up. And now the Donald is making a change. Headlines on Drudge this morning. Priebus. Let me get the headline. I mean, heck, it's not on my screen right now. It's the way the technology. Trump ready to rinse Priebus. Okay. Yeah. I don't trust Rance Priebus, and perhaps now the Donald is making his move. That's really what it is. Donald works in mysterious ways. You see, Donald needed Rance, and he needed the Republican Party, who were kicking and screaming against the Donald. It's the art of the deal, ladies and gentlemen. And Donald was very good with Rance. Very, very good with Rance. He, in typical Donald Trump style, gave him a lot of rope. Now the triumvirate that we talked about yesterday, Priebus, Mike Pence, and Paul Ryan. That's what he has to face up. Now, it's best that Donald Trump do what he has to do within his own confines of the White House now, early on. We're still early in the Trump administration. You know, if this was 3 and 4 years, 2 or 3 years from now, he would not be reelected. The damage would be terrible. This is recoverable damage getting rid of Rance Priebus. It also says this, Rance Priebus is over in the Republican ranks. And it means this. Grover Norquist and his Muslim little buddies who have been controlling the Republican Party are niet, nine, nada, adios, amigos. Amigos. Adios, sayonara. The Republican Party will change. Now, I know there's a lot of speculation about the Donald in many other ways. This is cleaning the clock, I guess you can say, cleaning of the house of the Republican Party, starting right now with Rance Priebus. Now, he hasn't announced anything, because the big question mark, Trump ready to rinse Priebus? So Donald is now starting to clean house, is the point. Trump's comms director leaving the White House. This is the headline in Axios article. I've never heard of Axios. But this is an AP article they picked up. It says, Mike Dubke, President Trump's communications director, is leaving the White House. The start of a wave of changes in the West Wing, according to this article. Now, this is an AP writer. As the West Wing struggles to cope with a burgeoning scandals and stalled agenda. It's starting. And I'm glad Donald's doing this. I mean, we've all been pounding on the table for it. But, you know, he's got his way. And I'm not going to mess with it. He is the president. And I'm not going to... I get frustrated. And I'll tell you when I'm frustrated. I will tell you loud and clear when I'm frustrated. Of course, I'm watching him and the Pope and the encyclical and the environmental wacko craziness. Which, you know, I have to gain assurances as well, just like everybody. Now, past practice, because, you know, this is the whole thing where the Pope handed the president the copy of the encyclical. That was the gift. I spent some time yesterday, because it was the holiday, and I spent some time after the show. Well, we did our show. We did our show, Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, I spent some time looking at the videos of the Pope and the President together with Melania. with Ivanka, with Jared Kushner. Now, all of you that are in a Twitter about Melania being a Catholic, I believe she's Slovenian, intensely Catholic area, intensely communist area, and I'm going to put this fear to bed on you. She's not a communist. Her father had to be in the Communist Party. Back in the day, that's the way they did, didn't it? You didn't work if you weren't a communist. So you had to sign. I mean, the communist owned everything. Kind of like California and Jerry Brown right now, trying to turn California into a communist state, which they're doing. But there's a problem with the Brown situation, just like there was a problem with the Soviets. But there's a big problem with the Brown administration. They got more problems than they care to characterize. And it's a good thing. I'm just saying it's a good thing that they do have problems, because we are going to naturally exploit those problems. We feel so definite about exploiting the problems for Jerry Brown that we just want to kind of like let him know that we're here to help him out. We can help a Brown out. We could definitely help a Brown. Wouldn't you help a Brown out? I think it would be very, very settling to help a Brown out. Anyway, we got the music coming up. We come back more about the Donald Trump and what's happening there in Washington. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Thank you.
Yeah, Fox News. Mike Dubke, White House Communications Director, resigns. Veteran GOP strategist Mike Dubke resigned as White House Communications Director on Tuesday, Dubke confirmed for Fox News. Asked about reports announcing his exit, Dubke told Fox News, "It is true." He added, "It has been a privilege to serve this president." Dubke said in a message to associates later obtained by the New York Times that his reason for leaving the post was personal. Okay. Let's find out some more about this.
That is a look at the White House right now, and that is where the president is after he met, of course, with our youngest Marine yesterday.
That's right.
But the president's going to have a full slate as he doesn't have anything formal on the agenda today. But we do know this. He's back out, and he's got a domestic agenda to move forward after what many say was a home run overseas.
Absolutely. Right. He spent more than a week over there, had a great visit with so many world leaders, then was there at the memorial service yesterday, honoring our troops. We're going to bring in Laura Ingram, who is the founder and editor-in-chief of Life's Zet and also a Fox News contributor. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning, Laura.
Hey, guys. It's always a better Tuesday with friends.
All right. Oh, nice. I like it.
Sure. So we do have some news coming out of the White House right away. Mike Dubke is out as communications director, and he was basically the newest hire on a department that needs a lot more. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I'd say it's not that all that surprising. In the first 6 months of an administration, you see a shakeout. There is a shakeout. It's like a baseball team. You put someone in as shortstop, turns out he might be better at third, might be better to send down to the minor leagues, might be better off the team. None of this surprises me. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think they're learning about how they need to hone their communication skills, marry policies with events. So, like, for instance, last week, I guess, we learned that 30,000 criminal aliens, including MS-13 members, had been deported from the country since Trump took over. That's great news. You know, I'd like to see Trump go to Manassas, Virginia, and sit with a family for 15 minutes that has had to deal with the MS-13 violence and go visit a police station and say, guys, thank you for everything you're doing. That's the kind of work I think they're going to start doing at the White
sure.
House. They've already, you saw it in the foreign trip. It worked fabulously. And I don't think it's a big deal. These kind of shakeouts are routine, frankly, and high, you know, this is like high intensity, high impact, you know, 4 or 5 months here.
Yeah, we've heard, Laura, they want to take it on the road, take the show on the road. He believes he has a lot of power when he's with the people, bringing those kind of messages straight to them. We're also hearing possibilities of a war room to take on all of these Russia things, more of a separation.
It's happening.
It's happening, a separation between the comms department, which can think long term, and the press secretary, which is sort of in the day-to-day knife fighting. Do you think they're getting it right? Do you think they're on the precipice of being where they need to be to drive the proactive message you're talking about?
I think they're getting closer. I think all the dumping on Sean Spicer has been absurd and ridiculous and overblown. Look, the media are going to salivate every time the word Russia is mentioned. I know we're going to get into that. But what they did last week in that foreign trip, and what we saw the extension of Trump and such a positive, patriotic, and hopeful yet determined manner yesterday at Arlington, that is what we want to see from our president. These investigations should go forward. I hope they're going to be expeditiously handled. But they need to stay on message. And from my sense and my sources inside the White House, that is what they're in the process of doing. It's not going to happen overnight. Nothing does.
Yeah,
but that's all right.
We played a soundbite earlier of someone from Ohio. She's a political commentator from Ohio. She was on another network over the weekend. And
actually, she's a Democratic congresswoman.
Democratic congresswoman, okay. And she was saying the people in Ohio, she's a Democrat, Laura, people in Ohio do not care about this Russia
stuff.
They care about jobs.
I was in Las Vegas last week, the week before in Houston, in Dallas, and then in Florida. I do a lot of appearances across the country. And the number one thing that people come up and say to me is, when is Congress going to get itself in gear and push through the Trump agenda? And I think that's where the pressure needs to be put now. The White House has done unbelievable work already without the help of Congress. But now the pressure needs to go to Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell to get off their derrieres and get this agenda pushed through. That's what's going to drive this economic.
Paul Ryan to get off his derriere. Paul Ryan needs to get off his ass. There's no question about it. Actually, I think we need to throw his ass out. I just thought. Throw his derriere out for those of you that don't approve of the word ass. When you think about Paul Ryan, I just want you to think of derriere. The number one man stopping the agenda of Donald Trump is Paul Ryan. He's next. He's got to go. We need to primary that guy out. He is no good for America. He answers to the Pope. He takes direction from the Pope, not the Constitution. There is a big difference. I'm sorry. You just want to clean it up. You just want to drain the swamp. We've got one end draining fine with Comey out. And by the way, James Comey, FBI director, it's going to get worse for him. She's on right now when we're on. And I know you guys are probably flipping back and forth and back and forth. Probably not. You're staying with me, but I'll give you a little bit of Laura Ingraham.
Economic renewal, and that's going to make all these investigations, I think, in eventuality, look like, you know, they're frankly quite irrelevant, because this economy is going to get going, and that's going to be the best thing for the country and for the president.
What do you think about Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator John McCain? They're constantly commenting against this president and not getting on board with the GOP.
Well,
ooh, Ainsley, you're asking the right questions. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, or is it Lindsey McCain? Are they married? No. I'm sorry. I should never insinuate things like that. But the other evildoers, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Paul Ryan, they need to be neutralized. But you see, the press loves them. Anytime they want to jump on Donald Trump about something, they can turn to their pals in the media, in the Senate, John McCain and Lindsey Graham. These guys need to be neutralized in some way. The best way, of course, is with us talking about it, getting out in front a little bit more.
They weren't for Trump, and they're still not for Trump. Trump has a lot of barricades to jump over. He has the press. He has the Democrat establishment. He has Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and that whole war room that's still operating. And he has the Never Trumpers and the Republican caucus.
I would have to say that I got to separate McCain and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham
on some
wants
things,
to back
Lindsey's been good.
He's been really good. Listen, he wants to stay in the Paris Agreement. That's an honest disagreement. You should do that if that's your not feel. But he has actually sees the problem with the Comey memo story. He saw the folly.
Yeah, he was good
folly,
on that.
He saw
Fair
the
point.
Folly in the Jared Kushner story. And I think he's been calling as he sees it. For John McCain, I think I think he's also being
he
true to his school.
Yeah.
But let's see what happens, because I think his wife could be working for the administration shortly. All right, let's talk about this. NATO, the visit. After he leaves, the president feels positive about it, and now it turns out Angela Merkel, running for re-election, comes out and essentially says this about the U.S. relationship and Germany. The times in which we can rely fully on others, they are somewhat over. This is what I experienced over the last few days, clearly about the meetings with Trump. We Europeans must really take our destiny into our own hands.
Good.
Well, good and bad. Good and bad. I see it that way. Because the last time they were left to their own destiny in their hands, we saw Adolf Hitler rise up with the help of the Catholic Church and the Pope. Now, I wonder what this Pope would do with their own destiny in their own hands with Angela Merkel? Angela Merkel? A communist? I'm not sure about that destiny. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, the Donald's got some house cleaning to do. Yeah, he does. And I'm not going to belabor the point with Mike Dubke. Anyway, I'm not going to belabor that. He apparently is a Johnny come lately to the job, and then personal reasons have overcome him, and now he's on his road to someplace else. Now, this is exactly what Laura Ingraham has said, and I want to, you know, those of you that are really kind of not in the know about what happens to Washington, you haven't figured all these things out yet, or the changes in administrations and all the administrative governmental miasma that has to take place, this is part of it. This is part of it. Some people come in, it's kind of like, if I got a phone call today and said, Paul, this is Donald J. Trump. We understand that you understand this about that and about this and that and those things. We want you in Washington pronto tomorrow. We're sending out Air Force Two. Go to the airport by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. By 3 p.m., you're going to be in Washington, D.C. Okay. Wow, it's a fast flight. I'd say, huh? And then, of course, to get into the environment. I mean, in Washington, D.C., I've been there several times, but go on official business in the Capitol. That's a little daunting. It is. It's intimidating. You know, and so, you know, I'd be a fish out of water, so to speak. But, you know, that's really what happens. A lot of people get there and they're starstruck, and it's kind of like, oh, I'm not too starstruck by it all. Actually not. It's beautiful. I mean, it really, we have a beautiful national capital. It is, our nation's capital is fantastic. And the memorials and everything, it's, and especially coming on the heels of yesterday, Memorial Day, and thank God for our military. Thank God for our military. And all the work that they have done to keep us free and enjoying freedom. And we have a legacy, ladies. See, I'm going to get off on this now. We have a legacy, of course, that we have to maintain the freedom that we enjoy today and stick by our Constitution. That is what is being pushed on so hard right now, is the Constitution. And they're trying to destroy it. And you heard Laura Ingraham in that last segment talk about the enemies that are within in the deep state. Well, we haven't even gotten to the Pope and all this other stuff yet. That's what we were kind of ranging on yesterday. But within the deep state, those like Obama, who are trying to still, with Valerie Jarrett, that whole war room thing going on over there, that are trying to push back against this president. They are trying to destroy the Constitution. That's their ultimate goal, is to destroy the constitutional way of life that we enjoy. That's their goal. Now, anything they can do to facilitate that, good for them. However, it's all coming unraveled. And that's one of the points that with Scott Bennett on yesterday that we were driving home, is that all of a sudden this onion's coming unraveled. I mean, have you ever held, you know, onions? Let's talk about onions. You can cut them up, cook with them, and all that stuff. They're very good astringents, by the way, but that's besides the point. What happens when you let an onion go? It grows. It grows the green sprout on top, and it wants to grow, and it wants to go to seed. Well, it gets thin and squishy. And I love the onion analogy for the Obama administration and these deep staters. In either way, you can cut them up, you can dice them up, and you can get rid of them that way. You can unpeel the onion to the core. And you can also just let it grow. But don't fertilize it. Just let it grow. Let them grow their nice little green tops. And you know what happens to the tuber if you let it grow and you don't feed it? It gets squishy and moldy and just becomes a liquid mass. Irrelevant. Doesn't go to seed. Now, I'm not saying we just ignore these folks, but I am saying, as the onions that they are, the noxious onions that they are, we do not feed them. We do not give them anything. And that's an important point. And Trump knows that. He's not going to give them anything except rope. And you've seen that with James Comey. We're watching that with Rance Priebus and Paul Ryan. Those are the biggest problems he has right now, are those people. The leaks have got to stop. I do not trust Rance Priebus or Paul Ryan. I do not trust them at all. And the rope, it's there. And Donald's got one rope in each hand. And you watch, he will pull the rope at the appropriate time. And I think Paul Ryan knows it. I think there's so many people, everywhere I go, and they talk about Paul Ryan and how much disdain they have for him. And I understand the disdain for Paul Ryan. He's a lapdog for the Pope. He's not a lapdog for his own people. Oh, no. He adheres to the Pope first, Constitution second. Now, once you realize that, you look at him and his job, and you get it. You get where he's coming from, because he's an obstructionist to Trump and what Trump is trying to do here for this country and for his own people. That's really what Paul Ryan is. He beats, you know, he marches to the beat of a different drummer. Now you know why. Once you have that in focus, you go, now that explains Paul Ryan and what he's up to. Okay, enough of Paul Ryan. Who else is on the radar screen in the White House for Donald Trump? Well, that's going to be his call. But I would not want to be one of his staffers that just sort of, if I was a friend of Rance Priebus, brought on as a friend of Rance Priebus or any of those folks. But one way or another, we do know this. We do know that Donald Trump is going to stop the leaking. That's going to happen. That will definitely happen. He will stop the leaking from going any further in the White House. And that'll be good. Now, as far as the Russian thing, I admit it. I admit it. Scott Bennett is the Russian spy they're worried about. Scott, I'm just kidding. And so is Paul Preston. Yeah, we're the two spies. We're, you know, it was Scott Bennett who got up there and pontificated at the Liberty Tour number 3 back in 2015, July 7th, and said, oh, yeah, we, you know, this evidence that I developed when I was working for the NSA and CIA and State Department that showed that terror financing around the world was being financed by the CIA with the help of HSBC that James Comey was working for and facilitating the terror financing to United Bank of Switzerland and other sources, bought and paid for the weapons out of Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Oh. Yeah. So there's a leak right there. That didn't come from the Russians. That came from an American whistleblower who knew it was wrong to finance ISIS, who knew that the president at the time, Barack Hussein Obama, was committing treason. Oh, by the way, and Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, go see the movie 13 Hours. You'll get the drift of what really happened in Benghazi. And you'll get the drift about what President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton were up to with the weapons being purchased by the CIA, your dollars, to finance terrorism. The legacy continues with them, too. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also call in line 215-867-8255. That's the call in line. And we will be opening that call in line here shortly. Anyway, I got to tell you that I have attended my very first Memorial Day service at a local church here, Calvary Christian Church in Yuba City, California. It's a nationally known church for its service to on Memorial Day. It puts up just a fantastic displays honoring those who served in all wars. And they put on a service that I actually saw on Sunday. It was actually Sunday and Monday. And I did manage to get some glimpse of it yesterday as well. But it it was really, really, I just have to say, stunning, the way they put the production on. And if you ever get a chance to come out during Memorial Day to this area, you hear about this, you need to go, because it is really, really moving. And it's fitting. You know, we need to be doing these things, and churches need to be doing these things. By the way, churches need to be tasked with this, honoring our veterans, honoring the people who have kept us free and continue to do so. Rolling Thunder, anybody? Something like 3 million motorcyclists over Memorial Day into Washington, D.C. Which, I got to get myself a Harley. And cruise on out just to have a little bit of fun, don't you think? Anyway, it'd be kind of cool to do that. Haven't ridden a bike in years. Used to have motorcycles. Used to cruise around the high desert of Southern California a lot. Anyway, just a little memory chip going on there. But the memorial services were very, very fitting. And very, you know, I think this year, finally, the breakout of memorial services for the military to be involved with started to really turn around. Now, you may recall that during the first time that we had a Memorial Day with President Barack Hussein Obama, the first Muslim radical president that we had, that he would not allow the military to fly in services. So, you know, you got rid of the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. I mean, they just had to stop doing their performances. Now, Memorial Day is a big day for the Blue Angels and for the Thunderbirds and other performance groups that celebrate with the military, their military skills, if you will. Now, sad to report that a Navy SEAL was killed in New York during a jump. Something happened with his parachute, and sad to report that he died. Now, that's sad, and we really appreciate and pray for his family. But to be able to put those skills on and give a fitting tribute is something that's important to this country. And, you know, I realized that as soon as the Obama administration clamped down on any of these special services that were being performed by our military. And I am a huge air show freak. You'll see some of the pictures that I have of myself in some of these aerobatic planes. Oh, boy. I see, just a side that you didn't know. But anyway, I think it's a fitting tribute now that the Blue Angels and everybody else is pretty much unbridled in the military to be out and about again. Fleet Week and all this other stuff starting to bring attention again to the military and to the Blue Angels. These performance groups, well, I just think are stunning, by the way. And I've seen both the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. Many, many, many. Listen, I go back to when they were flying A4 Skyhawks or Skyhawks and F4 Phantoms. Have you ever seen the Blue Angels flying F4 Phantoms? They were doing that in the 60s. And an F4 Phantom. Imagine 8 of those bad boys up there just doing all kinds of aerobatics and stuff like that. And down on the deck. I mean, the ground shaking, absolutely shaking. You're just 100 or so yards from that. And 8 of them, 6 of them, 4 of them, all doing different things at one time. Unbelievable. But it does make you proud to be an American. I just want to say that. And it's a fitting tribute to our troops, to our military, that we perform and we make sure that we hold the feet of the fire to the fire of our president and other elected officials to make sure that we can maintain these services to the public. We have a right to see this. We have a right to understand the intricacies, the sophistication of our military. We have a right to see that. And for 8 years, that right was denied Americans. Now it's back. As it should be. No more should we tolerate from any leader in our government our inability to not see what our military can do. Because we want to support our military. I think most Americans, the vast number of Americans, want to support the military. And the more visibility and exposure that we can give the military, I'm not talking about a military state. I'm not talking about arming everybody to the teeth and the military marching off and all that stuff. I'm not talking about that. Not talking about militancy. We've seen militancy with this last president trying to convert the military into a nationalized police force. We've seen that. Ask Lavoie Finicum. Ask Cliven Bundy. How'd that all work out? The totalitarian state. Janet Napolitano. Oh, big news about Janet. Girlfriend. In the UC system. A lot of things going on there. We have been involved. I mean, just a little side note. A lot of things going on with the UC system, by the way. And some of it's going to be refreshing to you to find out when we start reporting on this. I think we're going to do that in the third hour, actually. We're bumping up on all of our stories. But I want to just pay tribute here to the men and women in the armed services for what they have done. But my family members as well. I have very steeped history in the military from my family. And how proud I am to be an American. To know that these people are protecting us. Because I'll tell you what. I support them 100,000%. And so should you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to give us a call in the next hour. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255 and 215-TOP-TALK. Agenda21Radio.news, A21R.com, Paul at A21R.com. And new sponsor to the show is the Deaf System. How to keep your phone conversations secure. Yep. Used by the president before he was president. That system, now sponsoring Agenda 21 Radio. And we'll be getting you some information on that. You actually can go to our website right now and see the web. There's a icon's blue with a lock on it. And that is the Deaf System. Also, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. And Yuba City Gold and Bullion. For all your bullion needs. By the way, they have a jeweler on site now, 40 years experience. That's a Yuba City Gold and Bullion, 530-755 coin. And I'd like to thank all of you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, you know, Memorial Day has come and gone. There's going to be another one next year. Plan for it. Plan in advance. Make sure you're doing your duty for our country by celebrating those veterans, those men and women who have died to give us the freedom that we enjoy, those exceptional men and women who gave it all. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans. We live in their legacy.
We're
is sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.